I am Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 925. Great idea, God! One of the most mysterious and yet sought-after answers in all of Christendom, and maybe all of the world, is this one. What will heaven be like? And that question is usually piled on with many sub-questions that go along with it. For example, people want to know, so if a person dies at a young age, say a child, how old will he or she be in heaven? Will I know my loved ones in heaven? Will my favorite pet or pets be in heaven? Will I be married in heaven? What will we be doing in heaven? Is it going to be just like one long church service that never ends? Woo, yikes. Can people in heaven see what's going on here once we're up there? Well, I'm sure you could add your own questions to the list because there's a lot of curiosity around this topic. Now, I'm not sure anyone has the hard and fast answers to all of those questions, and if they say they do, they don't. But there's one thing I know, and that's what I want to focus on today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And the good news is, we get to love God, yes, and others, into eternity. The things that last forever are not things. The things that last forever are relationships, God and others. And that's why it's so important to give it special attention, intentional attention, now. A lot of imagery of heaven seems, well, symbolic, like streets of gold. Will there really be streets of gold? Well, that imagery is probably just a word picture to convey the value and worth of heaven because gold is, well, it's valuable. Other imagery has a wolf lying down with a lamb. Now, most likely that is a way of telling us there won't be any enemies in heaven. There won't be any violence in heaven. But, those are animals, so I kind of want that to be literal. Other images convey to us beautiful truth about what it's going to be like. In John 14, Jesus says, in my Father's house, the idea of God adding on rooms so that we can all be a part of one big family. Revelation 21 pictures it as a beautiful city, and I believe it's going to be a bustling, hustling city, not just a placid place of nothing. Jesus called it paradise to the thief on the cross. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Matthew 22 tells us about a wedding feast, so yes, there's going to be food in heaven. Hebrews 11 says, it's a better country. Thanks be to God. And again, Revelation 22, it's a place of light. It says, there's no night there. I guess I don't get to go then. And it's a place of peace, Isaiah 11. So there's others, but all of that is so comforting and reassuring, and yet it leaves a lot of questions unanswered. James Bryan Smith points us in the right direction when he wrote, the best answer I can give to the question, what will heaven be like, is the one I once heard Dallas Willard give when he was asked. Willard said, well, I don't know for sure, but I do know what God is like and that God is good. So whatever it is like, I'm certain we will all say, this is a great idea. I love that. Amen and amen. You know, if Jesus is there, then I'm all about it. Here's the great question. What would you say is your most important question that you have about heaven? Let's pray this prayer about heaven. Lord, I confess that I don't often long for heaven. I'm a creature of this world and I crave worldly things, not heavenly ones. I would ask you to grow a desire in me for heaven. Help me not be satisfied with the things of this world, but long for closeness with you and the perfection of eternity in your presence. Lord, I thank you for the hope of heaven and the joy we have when we get there. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 926. And in the meantime, if you're interested in learning more about heaven, here are some books that I would recommend. Heaven by Randy Alcorn. The Case for Heaven by Lee Strobel. The Heaven Promise by Scott McKnight. On Earth as It Is in Heaven by N.T. Wright. And if you want to dive into kind of differing views and kind of a little bit of debate, you might pick up the book, Four Views of Heaven. We can only go with what the Lord gives us. And the most important part about heaven is not the actual details of heaven, but the Lord of heaven. If we put our trust in Jesus, heaven is happening for us. I believe it will be relational, joyful, peaceful, purposeful, worshipful, and so much more. Whatever all that looks like in the nitty-gritty, I agree with Dallas. I think we're all going to say, "Great idea, God."